Das ist Ihre Millionenchance. Jetzt im Lotto-Jackpot. 19 Millionen Euro. 19 Millionen Euro.
Lotto Bayern. Nimm dein Glück in die Hand.
Spielteilnahme ab 18. Chance auf den Höchstgewinn 1 zu 140 Millionen. Glücksspiel kann süchtig machen. Hilfe unter bzga.de.
This is Esther Abraham. Welcome to Woman in Classical, the podcast where I meet with inspiring women from the classical music world and discuss their unique careers, the challenges that they face, and the insights that they'd wish to have known when entering the music business. Today we welcome the legendary film composer Rachel Portman, who was the first woman to win an Oscar for Best Music. We will be discussing the absence of women and role models within the film music business. Hello, my name is Esther Abrami, and today we're talking about women in classical music. And I have the absolutely wonderful Rachel Portman next to me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Honestly, you've been a real inspiration for me since I'm a kid. So speaking to you in real life, I know I'm fangirling, but honestly, it's been really, really, really great.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So the first question I had for you was, how did you decide to make a career in music? How did you start, and then how, you know?
Probably a bit like you. I found that music was my thing when I was about 8 or 9. When I started learning, I started taking piano lessons, and I loved it, and I practiced really hard. And I'm the last of 5 children, and but my mum, who's really musical, hadn't had really any much luck with the others, you know, in terms of practicing and stuff. And I was the last one, and she was like, finally. I have a child who's really interested in music, and I really took to it. So then I played the violin. I started violin lessons and then organ lessons. And by the time I was 13, 14, I knew that that was going to be what I wanted to do. And I started writing music then.
Okay. So, yeah. Right. And how did you switch from, playing instrument to actually being like, I want to write the music?
Yeah, I know. I became more curious about, creating music than playing it. And I wasn't so interested in playing in front of, for an audience as well. Yeah. And even though I love playing the piano, and I do play the piano, a performance wasn't the way I was going to go. So, by the time I left university, for me, when I left school, I'd already made the decision that I wanted to go and study at university rather than go to music college.
Okay.
Because then I could do more composition there. Of course. That's what it felt like.
And so how was the process of, when you started composing, did you from the beginning start studying it, or did you do it at the beginning just?
I was very lucky. There were 2 people in my life. I think like most people, I was very lucky. One of my older sisters was going out with a composer.
Okay.
And she's 8 years older than me. And he's a wonderful composer called Benedict Mason. He now lives in France, and he was in his early 20s. I was sort of a teenager, and he took an interest, and it was sort of, I think I just thought, oh, that's what I want to be. That this is a career that somebody could do, because I wasn't surrounded by classical music or anything like that when I was a kid. And then also I went to a school where they had, as an experiment, a composer in residence, and I was 15, that was from 15 to 17, and I could write music, and I could take it to him and show it to him, and he would say, "Oh, have you thought of like developing that little idea here?" And that's exactly what you need. It's just some kind of teacher input or some kind of person that you can see on the horizon, and you think, "That I think that's what I want to be."
I know there's obviously plenty, but if you could pick one, what has been your highlight in your career? Like one highlight in your career.
One highlight in my career. No. Okay.
No.
One highlight. Yeah. I mean, they're very different, because there's some of them are, of where I think I've perhaps written my best work or stuff. But it would definitely have to be winning an Oscar, because I mean that was a highlight, and it was totally unexpected. And I was just happy to be invited to the party. And I wasn't expecting to stand up and that would definitely be a highlight.
Yeah. How did you feel that?
Well, I think it was all a bit of a blur. Mm. It's really interesting. It's a sort of a blur, and you just sort of, you stand up and you walk this forever, ever long aisle to the stage. And then you're just sort of like you know, wheeled off, you know, wheeled off, but escorted off. And then there's a sort of wall of photographers. And then there are the parties, and it was all very unreal. And it was actually really interesting to go back, because I went back a couple of times after, a few years later, when I was nominated, and I didn't win. And then I could see what really was going on, you know, because you see these parties afterwards, these after parties, and they're actually, you know, if you think about it, 4/5 of the people at the parties are really quite depressed because they didn't win. You know,
you unbubble the first time.
Notice that the first time. It's quite funny. Yeah, I didn't mind not winning this the other times, but anyway.
I wanted to ask, as a you know, we've all, I think, had challenges in our career and in our life, and I was curious in how do you deal with them?
You know, the biggest challenges for me are being under a big, big deadline, you know, and not coming up with a theme or something. And that's been something that I can track through, you know, my 20s and, you know, and beyond, you know. And, you know, I've obviously developed sort of strategies over the years, but I mean, it's sort of counteracting that sort of panic that are you going to come up with something? And I've learned over the years, the most important thing is to, you know, when you're fearful of something, not being okay, or you're not going to get an answer, is to keep going back in there and keep, you know, not be frightened to go back in, but to always go back to, in my case, the piano, and sit down and to calm yourself and to try again, because it will come.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's probably.
Yeah, that's very interesting, because I guess as instrumentalist, it's a bit different. I mean, you've got the deadlines, but you've never got that thing of coming up with nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And what is it usually that have you? I mean, have you found what can block it?
It's me that's blocking it.
Yeah.
I mean, it can sometimes be somebody from the outside. It can be a film director I'm working with who, you know, for whatever reason, isn't liking what I've done, which doesn't happen that often, but when it does, it's you know, and the clock is ticking and you've got less and less time. It's a really uncomfortable position to be in. But so then it isn't me, because it may be, and it might have happened in some cases, that my best ideas I've had already, but the director's looking for something that they can't communicate what they want. Mm-hmm. Usually things turn out well in the end, but but then, you know, if I'm trying to come up with something out of like my first original idea and I'm having difficulties, that's usually me. It's fear. It's sort of something. And you just have to be in a different space where you can let ideas happen.
Yeah. So you talked a little bit about your sister's boyfriend who was a composer.
Yeah.
But who has been your biggest inspirations, or like women figures in, can be musical or non-musical?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Who my biggest influences? I mean, most definitely it would be Ravel, and Bach would be my biggest influence, and not necessarily other film music. I was also thinking, you know, of women composers. And, you know, the shocking thing is that when I was studying music, there weren't any women. Yeah. You know, where were they? And that's really shocking. But then I thought, if I think of sort of songwriters, mm-hmm. I think, you know, I used to listen to Joni Mitchell a lot. And I think, especially her early stuff, she's an extraordinary writer, absolutely wonderful, you know. And so I was glad I have at least one. Yeah. Wow. But it just shows, doesn't it? It shows how terrible things have been. Yeah.
And how has it been working, I guess, in the industry and being the only one of the only one?
Well, you know, I think it's been fine for me. I think I've been very lucky. And I've never considered myself you know, a female composer or woman composer. I'm just a composer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, and in fact, these questions all started coming up a lot after I won the Oscar, because I was the first woman. Yeah. I was asked by everybody about it. And I hadn't really thought about it before then. I mean, it was I was aware that directors were saying, oh, it's really quite unusual to have a, I'm going to hire you, but, yeah, you know, this is the first time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something I'm really aware of now in wanting to, you know, sort of talk about it, yeah, because it's something that needs to be talked about a lot, and it is much more now. Yeah, but personally, I've never felt that I've missed out because I've been a woman.
I was just curious, yeah, because it's, I mean, even when I was younger, and it's great to see that by generation it changes more and more.
Yes, yeah.
But as you said, when asked you about women composers, and you couldn't really think of anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, well, but it's great that it's starting to change. I was really glad to have you, like, to kind of be able to look up to you actually when I was growing up. It's been really great. And the question I had also was, if you could share one thing to young girls kind of going into the music industry, one advice, what would it be?
It would be, you know, follow your, whatever it is that really, really makes you happy. If you know, music makes you happy, and, you know, follow that dream, and, you know, and stick to it, because it, you know, gives so much back. But it needs feeding. And I think there's so much that happens in life, and there's so many other careers, and so many, yeah, you know, and there's so much that happens at school, and there's so much that's, so much importance is given to more academic subjects, and music can get sort of pushed to one side, especially if you've got other options, but just keep it going, keep it alive, because it's the most important thing, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Right. And I have one last question, that's just me personally. What's your favorite movie score that you've done? What's your favorite?
I think it's Never Let Me Go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Talking to me.
I've enjoyed it.